Gerald is a fully trained and qualified hypnotherapist, been on our show before, has sold over 500,000 audio CDs worldwide. He's the UK's leading audio author and has produced and published over 22 hypnosis titles. Glenn spent his formative years as a bass player in a punk rock band. Now, this I didn't know, that eventually morphed into a pop group called Sugar Ray 5. See, now, I didn't know that. Anyway, here he is, Glenn Harold, a hypnotist.
Thank you, Steve.
And don't forget Tim over there, because he's...
Tim, I'm very sorry, Tim.
That's okay. How are you, Glenn?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah. Very good.
None of that stuff about the bands was particularly relevant about what we're talking about today, though, was it?
No, not really.
No, it's kind of a long, long way in the past. And it helped me, though, because I learned a lot about recording when I was in the band. So when I went on to make hypnotherapy recordings, it stood me in good stead.
Do you think hypnosis has a good image after all these years now? We're not frightened of hypnosis anymore, are we, Glenn?
No, not at all. And you shouldn't be, because really, it's not about the hypnotist being in control and having the power. The kind of hypnotherapy I do is about giving people back the power. So it's very much about empowering the client rather than the hypnotherapist having the power.
We always talk to a good friend of yours, our friend Paul, a rival, I'm guessing.
Well, we're both in the same field and we've got our own products and yeah, so...
But do you work in basically the same fashion?
I guess so. I think Paul's more in the NLP field, whereas I'm purely a hypnotherapist. And my approach with the lose weight issue is helping people to exercise more and to eat more healthily. And if you do those two things, you lose weight. There's no great mystique about it.
Yeah.
So I really kind of keep it very simple and just give people those suggestions to do those things. And if you do those things and you enjoy it and it's genuinely part of your life, then it's an easy process.
The book is called Lose Weight Now, The Simple Way to Eat Yourself Slim, includes the free mind programming CD. How much weight could one lose? I mean, is there a goal, or do we take something at our own pace? How does it work?
Well, what I always do is I find out what the client wants. So if they have a target weight of, say, 10 or 11 stone, I get them to focus on that in the first session to really crystallize what they want to achieve. And then I find out what the cause of the problem is, why they've not been eating healthily and not exercising correctly. Yeah. And then I give lots of suggestions to help them do that.
So it could be a psychological problem, Glenn.
It can be. I recently helped a TV presenter who had a chocolate addiction. She was eating a bar of chocolate every day of her life.
That doesn't sound like a big problem.
Well, some days she was eating up to 3 bars of chocolate a day. And with that, there was a specific reason why she was doing that. So I helped her to break the connection with that. And then I gave her lots of suggestions that she'd find chocolate quite repulsive after that, and that suggestion stuck. And she said to me recently that she couldn't even look at a bar of chocolate without having that feeling that it was quite repulsive.
And do you think you can do this with everybody, or are some people more susceptible than others? Yeah?
Some people are more receptive to the suggestions than others, and that's it. It's not always about the depth of trance that you go into. It's more about how you take on board the suggestion and process it, and often that comes from the desire.
The individual has to want to do it themselves as well.
They do. Yeah.
How long does it last for? Let's say you have a session with you, or let's say another, if you like. Once you go and see a hypnotist and he or she says, look, you will hate chocolate forever. I mean, is it forever? Could it last 6 months? Do you have to have it reboosted, as it were?
It kind of depends on each individual. Some people are more motivated than others. Some people take on board the suggestions more easily.
Is there a general acceptance in the medical profession that hypnosis is a good thing and that it works and that it's an additional thing that you can use for stuff like wanting to stop smoking or losing weight or whatever the problem is?
I get quite a few referrals from doctors, and they normally send me clients who have got stress-related or anxiety issues.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a last resort, but the reason you come to see a hypnotherapist is because you've lost control. I once saw this guy who was terrified of flying. He was absolutely petrified, and his wife had sent him to see me because he was so scared. And he was very resistant. He sat in front of me with his arms crossed and it was like, come and then hypnotise me.
Yeah.
But as it happened, he responded really well to the session. And I bumped into his wife 6 months later and I said, how did it go? And she said, well, he's got over the fear of flying and now he's taken up bungee jumping, hang gliding and all these extreme sports.
Wow. And he's becoming a pilot.
So sometimes people take the suggestions so well that they respond in fantastic ways, the ways you couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
And he was a classic example of that.
Glenn Harold's Lose Weight Now is out in paperback, published by Orion Books. Very good to see you again, Glenn. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Steve and Tim.
Glenn Harold.
Always a pleasure.
Glenn Harold. Thank you, Glenn. Good luck.
How long are you gonna blow smoke with your runaway bride and the barrel in your gun with no money?